You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, beautiful human. Thanks for tapping on our conversation with Liz Gillies and Adam Huber. We have a lot of Dynasty to discuss. New season right now up on Netflix. Okay, subscribe to our podcast, please. Share it with those you care about and enjoy. Hello, beautiful human. I am Zach. That is Dan. And we welcome to the show Liz Gillies and Adam Hubbard. You know, I have a really, I have this terrible thing where I look at somebody's Instagram handle and I assume I know the right way to pronounce their name. And the reality is I don't whatsoever. So it's Huber.
It's everyone likes to put a T on it. I'm like, no, it's not Hubert.
Oh, Hubert. I like that.
Yeah, it's just Huber.
It is Huber.
But you can call me whatever you want, man.
Are you sure? You are really one of the nicest people I've met. Like, and you're instantly nice.
I think you guys meet again at my house.
Yeah. Yes.
Ari's, Atlanta. At her concert where you got up there and you did the...
Oh, after the show here.
Yeah.
I thought you met in LA, or was that after or before? I thought you guys met another time in LA at the LA house.
Oh, I wish. No, I met everybody else.
So you met for the first time here when everybody came to town right before the world shut down, and it was the best night ever.
We had a great time.
That was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. Everyone I love was there, and then I didn't see anyone for years. I haven't even seen you, Zach, in what?
Since then.
So, no, I did the show in January.
Well, yeah, I've only seen you over FaceTime, though. But I haven't seen you in person in too long.
I did your show in January 2020. I swear to God, I did. Remember we ate at Shutters?
Oh my God, you did. Yes.
Club sandwich.
Oh my gosh. That appearance produced the very viral TikTok that we will insert right here.
Cool. Are you planning on getting one? You have no money.
No.
What is with this? I have no money. Are you okay, Zach?
I'm doing okay.
Someone hand me my bag. Zach, do you need some money? Do you need some cash, sweetheart?
Thanks.
What are you eating today?
Thanks,
well, we're going to lunch. I'll pay for your meal. Poor thing. Zach, what happened?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, Zach.
It's okay.
People are going to feel too uncomfortable to listen to you on the radio if they know that you're poor.
No one's going to listen to you on the radio if they know that you're poor.
Oh, poor. Yeah, that's right. That's when Zach told me he actually was like struggling financially and maybe having a hard time. And I felt like it was super awkward.
Yeah, only 15 million people have seen it on TikTok, and it's only acquired like 7 million likes.
I still don't have a TikTok, but I do watch it now.
I don't have TikTok.
Do you watch it?
TikTok?
Yeah.
No.
That's crazy.
I literally have no idea what it is.
I watch it now. It's actually really funny, TikTok. Groundbreaking news.
So you have a Finstagram for TikTok. It's not going to be a public-facing account ever?
No. I don't want to contribute. There's so much now that I've seen, like, the broad array of videos on TikTok. There's so much I want to do, but I feel like I don't know where to start, and it's becoming like my album where I have so many ideas that I think I'm just never going to do it. And that's what I do instead of facing challenges head on.
The inspiration's so overwhelming that you drown in it.
Exactly.
Wow. What a problem to have.
He could be like those guys that like you just write stuff on the screen. And like there's a sound behind it and he's sort of just like playing with his hair and has his abs out. And then it would get so many likes. And then our show would get more views.
You need to know something, Adam. Every time or most times that you post a shirtless gym photo, I send it to Liz and I'm just fawning over. I mean, like, you have no problem sharing yourself, clearly.
Would you?
I mean, yeah, if I looked like that, I would never be wearing a shirt. I'd be sitting here naked right now.
I have my nipples out every day, too. I'd be like, big cowboy hat nipples. You haven't done a cowboy hat shirtless.
I have not.
We're doing that this year.
Shirtless cowboy hat.
Like, can you guys go over the story of how you made it as a regular on Dynasty? Because, Adam, you started, like, just, it was going to be a guest appearance, right? And people liked you.
I don't even know how it happened, to be honest. I'm really still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we blinked and now we're married and he's been in 500 episodes.
Yeah, no, I was supposed to do a couple episodes. I think it was just like, God, I think like two. And it was like possible recurring. And then I just kept getting written into the show and
living in a hotel for 3 months at a time.
He'd never have scripts. He'd never know when he was shooting.
No, they wouldn't give me anything.
No, or what our scenes were. And then eventually, once I decided I sort of liked him as a person and that he wasn't going away, I was like, let me tell him what we're filming and ask him his name.
She would have to email me the scripts. Because we would be shooting the other episode and be like, oh, I just got this one. Like,
yeah. Yeah, totally. It was crazy. I was like, it looks like we're going to get married. No, I'm kidding. No, that was recent. But actually, no, that's how our characters met, because I was in a bind and I needed somebody to marry me quickly to annul a different marriage.
Yeah, Jeff Colby.
Jeff Colby, my cousin. You know how it is. And so then he stepped in and on his motorcycle with his helmet and he married me legally. And then I was supposed to divorce him, but I kind of liked him. And I guarantee you the writers maybe thought, yeah, we'll just do this for this, then he'll go away. And I don't think anybody expected, including me, that he would continue to be around. And then it just kept happening. And I guess we had chemistry, which I also didn't know. Because I was like, I don't even think we have chemistry. Like, what's the deal with the guy that keeps being in all my scenes every day? And then I watched it back and I was like, oh, it's good. It's good. And then I like took the time to learn about Adam. And I was like, oh, I like Adam a lot. And now Adam's the best. Adam's one of my closest friends in the cast.
Still here. I'm still waiting for them to kill me off or just at some point be like, okay, we're done with you finally.
It's not going to happen.
Is there a worry that that can happen? Because obviously this last season, which is on Netflix now, link in the description below.
Yeah.
Is there a fear that that could happen? I mean, unless you're Fallon, maybe, you don't know, Fallon could be killed off next season.
This is the thing. Like, we've seen so many of our castmates and friends go that way.
I mean, how many of...
That's so many. It's
Rip Anders.
18 crystals. No, but we've had a lot of characters just go away out of nowhere, either leave or their storyline ends.
No explanation. As to what's going
on. Yeah, like just in the show or to us. Sometimes we just lose people and then we're like, what happened to my friend?
Yeah.
And they're like,
where'd they go?
Oh, no. Shut up. I'm kidding. They don't do that. But
how do you take reasons?
You know, it's a soap. So it's like they're always trying to do the unexpected. They're always trying to pull these crazy moves that keep people hooked. And they do. Like we're going into our fifth year. And
it's pretty wild.
It's insane. And that's why, you know, we do.
22 episodes?
That's a lot.
It's a lot
of Dynasty.
Five seasons.
And what was your favorite episode this season, Zach? I know you watched all of it.
I have a lot of notes. I was very sad to see Anders go. Like, are you upset?
Did you actually watch it? I was totally kidding.
No, I did. And by the way, my favorite outfit this season, your pink trench coat. So good.
Trench coat. Okay. I love it. When I told Kirby that Anders was dead.
Kind of. Well, okay. But hold on. When you see somebody like, are you upset? Do you just have faith in the writers that they're going to figure it out? Because you had to have, like, Anders has been around from the very beginning. So to see somebody like that go.
Combination. We were devastated and really confused and upset. And then, of course, you have to have faith because maybe there's a longer term picture there. You know what I mean? Like, this is a spoiler, obviously. Sorry if everyone just watched this. But I assume like they'll binge the show in 3 to 4 hours after it comes out and then watch the interview. Yeah. I know it's mathematically impossible, but maybe.
They'll figure it out.
But it was so sad. It was sad to see his last scene. It was sad for me to do my last scene with him. And we adore Alan. And he's been there since
and he's
the beginning.
Such a pro. And you can learn so much just from just talking to the guy. And he's great. So, you know, those things just outside of people's control.
Yeah, it's like there's nothing we can do anymore. I mean, seriously. As I said, my character in the original floated up to space in a spaceship. And if they write that for me this time, I'll be like,
In the original Dynasty?
Yes. Mike Fallon, there's a spinoff called The Colbys, and she gets abducted by aliens, and she just goes up into space, and that's the last you see of her. And I'm sort of like,
amazing.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Why not? Right.
I mean, they're kind of getting ready to do that in life right now.
Yeah, literally. Like Shatner went to space, and so why can't Fallon?
Would you go to space?
Would I, as Liz? I won't fly on a plane.
Would you guys go to space?
Dan will.
Absolutely.
I'm so down, right?
You'd go to space.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yes, I want to see the curve of the Earth, and I want to go
out
there.
He's in it for the curve.
And float around, and I don't know.
Yeah, I would go to space.
I'd never go.
For sure.
Literally don't. I don't want to go. That's it. I'll watch. I'll take video of the launch.
You'll support from the ground.
Oh my God. So much support from the ground.
Ground support.
Yeah, I don't fly anymore. So it's like, I'm not going to go to space either.
You don't fly anymore?
She doesn't.
I don't want to get into it now, but yeah, I don't fly anymore. I just went to Denver and I made my mom fly to Texas with me because it was the clearest flight path in the country.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you this?
No.
Okay, I was supposed to fly back to Atlanta, but I looked and there were clouds that day.
Liz doesn't like bad weather.
Liz.
Yeah, I know. So I said to my mom, since we're together and we were in Breckenridge, I was like, hey, what if we, how fun is this? So much mother-daughter bonding, fly into the clearest flight path, which is only an hour and 40 minutes, Dallas, and then we'll just drive to Atlanta. And we did it. And when I say we, I don't drive either.
You
get it. Yeah, yeah. Who's this? Come here. Who's this?
Hi,
yeah. We drove to Atlanta. So we slept in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. This is
bad weather the whole way.
No. It was. Anyway, it's not important. I don't want to like indulge my fears. I don't want people to watch this and be like, oh, I should indulge my fears too and like hire drivers to drive me across the country or their moms. So don't listen to me. Like, I suck.
We're going to get back to Dynasty in a second, but I need to unpack this because you've always had a fear of flying. You have a fear of heights. You have a collection of different fears.
I actually don't have a fear of heights, which Adam can attest to because I rock climbed and I crushed it.
Or was it elevators that you were afraid of? I'm sorry.
That's right. Elevators. You got that right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Out of my control.
What happens?
To make your fear of flying worse because you used
to fly for 2 years, Zach. That's what happened. The pandemic. I was crushing it. Remember, I was all about those miles.
Yes. Yes. You were doing a great job. Yeah.
You remember the time at the airport that was really dark?
Yeah.
Another story, another time. But I was all about those miles. And then pandemic happened and I got back on the plane. And I swear the skies have changed. They're not as friendly. Global warming is taking a toll on the Earth and it's making turbulence so much worse.
Theories that aren't even supported by any sort of literature. It's just in your head.
Yeah, for sure, though.
Like nobody's online writing about this major airplane conspiracies. Like right?
No, listen, the turbulence with the global warming, the connection there is 100% real. You can look it up.
Okay, got it.
Did it play the biggest part in all my flights or did I just have a panic attack? I'm thinking I just had a panic attack, but yeah, absolutely. That's that.
I feel like your RV debacle will give you a fear of road trips, though.
That was just kind of like a fear of RVs, I think, is what happened there. Although I can see you as an RV guy, like RV life.
Oh, yeah. I think I definitely want a van.
Like an Airstream.
Adam, you could definitely have a TikTok account where you live out of a van or a tiny house.
I
stayed in like a tiny house in Asheville. It was in the middle of the woods, like a little cabin. It was amazing.
That's amazing.
I guess it was a tiny house.
Do you stay alone in this house because it's tiny?
It was not big.
Adam, was it just a small house?
No, I mean, yeah, it was a super tiny little house. I'm pretty sure it was a tiny house. And
it was only like two bedrooms.
It was amazing. I think I would need a little bit more space than that, but like, I realized I didn't really need that much.
His apartment is so beautiful. He got this apartment and then he decorated it himself. And you would think that it was staged like by the people who were trying to get people to live in this building. It's extraordinary. He did such a beautiful job. I'm sorry about these ears, by the way. It's like be in it or don't, bro. Anyway, yeah. Sorry.
Well, I think you just kind of help me with that because everything, every piece of furniture, I'd send it to you and be like, should I get this or should I not?
Wait, so you guys have a very real relationship off a set.
Oh, no, it's all fake.
It's all fake.
I mean, I thought it was fake at first, but then I realized that it's actually legitimate.
No, you know what? We spend the most time together.
We spend a lot of time together.
Like, think about it.
I mean, we're doing 20, it's what, 10 months out of the year,
mm-hmm.
12 hours a day.
And then we're in all the same scenes.
Mm.
So a scene on average, like a short scene is like 3 hours. And then a big mother of a scene can be like 6 hours.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like we see each other more than we see anybody else. And we also are like having, like this season was incredibly emotional. So you have all this,
yeah.
You know me, I'm not actory, right? I don't like that stuff. You think I'm actory?
Yeah, no.
What
but
makes
like,
me actory?
You, when you like.
Oh, you mean I can act?
What do you mean, like actory?
Like in your
trailer doing like,
yeah, like you know, Leo like
stuff in
actory,
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
No, I just,
you're watching Drag Race.
I watch Drag Race and I like try to sleep and I, yeah, no. We had an intense storyline this year, and this year was about like our first year married, Fallon and Liam, and all the really intense challenges they face. And so the writers wrote a lot of fights, and they had to be different kind of fights. And then there was a lot of emotional stuff, a lot of crying. And so at a certain point, you have to have a certain level of trust with someone. You have to have chemistry with someone, and you have to have a level of comfort with someone. And so we have that with each other. Thank God.
Does that come naturally, or do you have to like figure it out? Do you have to put yourself out there and get to know each other to achieve that?
I think when they cast people in film and TV and on this show, definitely they know what they're doing. They're kind of like, they're matchmakers of sorts for friendships, for the relationships they're casting. That's why these things typically work out. Usually you do hear stories about people who hate each other, and that totally sucks. I mean, it exists, but we got lucky. I mean, you know, Fallon and Liam get along most of the time. And then Adam and I get along. We don't fight though, so far. We don't really ever fight.
But also, like,
we've never fought.
You've never fought like as people?
No, not at all. Maybe this is the year.
Our
friendship breaks down. Yeah, this is our first fight. No.
This is a special relationship that is like bigger than just the show. It's a friendship that hopefully, knock on wood,
which I think really helps, you know, it in the show, because like I trust Liz and I think she trusts.
And we'll
me
ask
a
each
bit.
Other. I'll be like, Adam, was that
the
craziest? And I'll be like, no, it's good. We're gonna do another one too. And I'm like, gotcha.
That's the note. You.
They were both very
giving.
Or I'll
be like, I love the first one. Meanwhile, like, who even asked me? But I will say these things. Like, I'll always tell. I'll be like, I think it was the first one for me. Meanwhile.
But also, like, when the camera's not on, like, if it's her coverage, I want to try to give her whatever I can, just, you know, because I think it helps. Like, there's a lot of people that, you know, I think they kind of, when it's not on them, they just, they're saying their words. They kind of, phone it in.
I hope you're not talking about me. I'm so sorry.
No, Liz, she does the exact same thing. Like,
these emotional scenes, especially, that we've had.
Yeah.
Like, intense. When the camera's not on me, I'm just as emotionally invested if it was on me.
Yeah.
And she does the same thing.
He's the best. He does so much work, and he cares so much, and I'm so cynical, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I'm just like, I sometimes roll up and I'm just like, I say my lines, but the amount that he cares and the effort he puts into it, and it makes me better, so I'm thankful for that.
Your technique is Drag Race pre-scene.
My technique is I get through the day, thankful to be working, love acting, love my character, am sleepy, have a lot of lines.
She has the most dialogue.
No, I don't know if I have the most.
Your dialogue is insane.
You had a couple whammies this year, though. You did.
But you just have chunks of dialogue. And you're in every other scene.
This is empty, and I did a fake sip, and I don't want to lie because I'm not a liar. I literally did a full. I went, but it's empty. Sorry. Okay.
You're such a good actress.
Oh my God, I'm such a good actress. I know. Zach.
Yes.
You get death threats because we pushed this interview so many times. And should I tell people that, like, it was me and I'm the one that postponed the interview and don't come kill Zach and maybe Dan?
Kill Dan.
It's my fault. I pushed the interview. We tried to do it remotely. I was in New Jersey. Adam was in Florida?
Orlando.
Ooh. I'm kidding. And I don't even know what that meant.
I was on a golf trip with Grant.
They were.
Wait, you guys are legitimate friends. What?
Literally, me and Grant went and took golf lessons in Orlando. We drove down from Atlanta. Was it 6 hours, 7 hours in a car?
Yeah.
Me and him. I made him listen to Matthew McConaughey's Green Lights.
Oh my God.
He loved it. Great audiobook. If you haven't listened to it, fantastic.
You and that book.
And it's me and Grant are literally, I think we were watching your episode.
Yeah, you sent me a video.
Yeah, it's just like in a hotel room. We don't have two separate hotel rooms. My bed is right here. Grant's bed is right here. We're like, he's like in his sleeping pajamas, and I'm like, I don't know. And it was like a very. And we wake up and we go play golf, and then
Me and Grant become really, really good friends, just like me and her.
Nice little family. That's gonna go on for. Even when the show's done.
By the way, it could be the total opposite. You all hate each other, and you go on to backstab each other, and you could be hitting each other with golf clubs as opposed to hitting balls.
Oh my God, Zach, love the metaphor, and
very
totally
true.
Right.
It's accurate.
God, we're hitting balls instead of backs.
That's it.
That's what I always say. Did the fans
want to kill me? Yes.
Actually threaten you?
Oh my God. I love you all. But like, I get it. I lied. I was like, oh, it's going to happen this month. What I shouldn't have done was tease. I can't give people a taste unless I know it's actually coming. And I'm sorry. I toyed with your emotions.
Yeah. I do the same thing with my tease. Music, so I understand.
I'm waiting for Dan to ask you about it.
He's kind of perfect right now, though.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, we air on...
Oh, right now? It's perfect. Netflix. For this interview, this is when it should have happened. They need to chill out. We're serving love sacks. We're serving really nice glasses from Tiffany's. We're serving Diptyque. Serving sliced lime.
What scent is yours?
I got this in a White Lotus gift
I was
fan
so
package.
Jealous of that.
Mimosa.
Oh, lavender.
Oh, what are you guys drinking right now?
The clear stuff, you know.
Water.
Yeah. We were gonna, but then it was like, he got here at 4, we're gonna start drinking, and then we're like, to what end? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what's the goal? It was like, it's beautiful, it's like fallout, my house is decorated for like children's Halloween. It felt naughty to be having...
I've also, since we've been on break, I've had at least 3 drinks every day for the last 2 to 3 months.
Cool.
That's all I've been doing is drinking and eating, and that's really about it.
The relationship is really complex on the show. I mean, you guys are navigating a relationship. You're navigating marriage. You're navigating your careers. Fallon is launching a shopping network. I mean.
I forgot that. I was like,
I'm
just
trying to find my dead dad.
I know. He's like, yeah. Dead dad.
You had a dead dad to find? You had a book to write, right?
Yeah, I did.
We've all been there. Yeah. It's when the two are happening at the same time. It's that tricky moment.
Yeah.
No, he had a lot going on. And then. We kept doing different therapy stuff. Like we had a slew of episodes that were all different forms of therapy.
Yeah,
we had our our White Lotus-y 9 Perfect Strangers hut that we did our truth
that,
tent.
That hut that they built was beautiful.
We both tried to buy it, and they're like, "No, it's wood that we made this hut, and we're gonna break it down because it's a set and it's not
I
real."
I couldn't believe that.
I know, it was stunning. It's amazing what they're able to build.
Is the food that you serve, is that real food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Can you eat it?
You can. The problem is it gets there long before we do.
It's
you
been
know?
Sitting out for a while. And sometimes
they use fake lobster and fake shrimp now because we learned that lesson.
Well, because you would walk in and it would just stink.
No. Yeah, it would just be
and it gets, and it goes bad quick. And you're like, guys, no, I don't think we can do this.
So cute.
You had a NeNe Leakes appearance too this season. What was that? Like, what are you just happening to everybody Atlanta has to offer?
I didn't get to work.
There was
with
also
her.
A Backstreet Boy in it.
Did NeNe work with anybody? It looked like she just filmed it on her own and then sent it in.
That's what happened. I mean, we sent a crew over, but it was during COVID, and it's like it was a weird time. And but they're like, COVID or not, we're getting NeNe Leakes. I don't give a shit. So they went over and they did it, and that was actually the episode that Grant directed.
Her house, right?
They did it at her house. Yeah. She was in her house in her element.
She killed it.
Was it Shanti in this season too?
No, that was last season.
She performed at the club, but they're too busy working on opening the Sahara, right? Isn't that the
Look at you, Zach. Yeah, I have to say, you've grown as an interviewer and as a friend watching my show.
You guys, it's so good. It's addicting in the corniest, weirdest way, but it's also highly relevant, and the jokes are funny, and I love that they're topical. I love a good Ross and Rachel reference in there.
Yeah.
I think they do really well.
They do.
Bravo.
Keeping it just fun, entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I watch, I'm like, all right, it's a very entertaining show.
It is. It's really
and it's hilarious.
Yeah, but it's also ridiculous. Like, your brother, who is a killer, is now the chief of surgery. Like, why? How does that happen?
Dr. Kevorkian, the murderer in town, is also the guy who's going to be doing your... Did I not get that right?
No, that's... Yeah, it's spot on.
Dr. Kevorkian.
That's just a good reference.
There he is.
Great reference.
There he is. Yeah, I crushed it. Absolutely. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good. How are you? All right.
I've gone to Dan a bunch of times leading up to this conversation. I was like, oh, are you going to watch Dynasty? Are you going to prepare for Liz? And what do you say?
No.
That's right. That's what I get. Why don't you pretend I'm like Halsey? You know what I mean? Like, give me a little respect. Has she been on your show?
Yeah, we've had Halsey.
A few times.
Oh my God. Who's been your biggest person you've had on so far? I forget that you get actual celebrities, so I want to know who you've had on.
What, recently? We had Lil Nas X on recently. Do you know who he is?
Awesome. Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, I'm a big fan, actually. So
that's Old Town Road.
Stick
right?
that in your pipe and smoke it.
We also had Olivia Rodrigo on not too long ago. And Liz, I remember you tweeted something about how you didn't understand the lyrics to Good For You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was like, good for you. Well, that's really high. Give me one second. What's the key? It's like, good for you. I hope you're happy. It's like, okay, I thought it was, I hope you're happy in hell.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, work. But she says, good for you. I hope you're happy and healthy. I thought she was saying, good for you. I hope you're happy in hell. And I was like, I love that. But that's not what it is. It's a little bit more vulnerable. So I would have said,
happy in hell.
Like, happy good for you. I hope you're happy in hell. Not me. I'm not in hell. You know what I mean? Like, I would have done my own thing with it. I'm not critiquing her. The song is a smash hit and she's awesome. I would have said, good for you. I hope you're happy. But I don't have an album.
That's it.
So we should go with Olivia's version.
What if you did like your own interpolation of it? Yeah. Maybe you did like a retelling. Yeah.
What did you sing one of her songs in the
I did. 16? I sang Driver's License.
That's right.
Yeah. Damn, you must have seen that.
I think it's the one episode I missed.
So that must have been the one episode I missed.
Yeah.
You're a real son of a. It must have been the one episode I missed. I hadn't heard the song before I did it, so I had to learn it.
Wait,
so the whole world has heard Driver's License and you had no idea what it was?
I had not heard it. I saw an SNL skit about it and they were all singing it like it was the Bible. And I was like, I don't know this song. And then they asked if I would sing it for the show. And I was like,
first big single?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put her on the map.
Yeah.
Change your life.
It did. It changed your life.
A little bit.
So how does that song get in, like, why do the writers want to put that into the season or into an episode?
Relevance.
Popular. It's relevant, you know?
Do you own a Carrington power suit? Like, that's actually, do you own a Carrington power suit that is yourself and not, like, that you own yourself, that's not, like, a piece of prop? Like, that's not in a wardrobe closet?
No. I wear shapeless clothing in my real life. I don't wear Carrington power suits. I don't, no.
I don't have any of that. I think Adam has more of, like, a rusticky vibe, and then I think Liam has more of a preppier,
yeah, nerdy preppy writer artist.
I started showing up in like helmet, leather jacket.
Yeah, he was a full leather daddy in the beginning.
New York, I don't give a fuck about anything. To season two, I'm wearing suits.
Yeah,
the whole entire
and now
time.
You're wearing like Billy Reid and all.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of like a confused. I think everyone's confused of what they're like. This guy's still here. We still have to buy him
That's
clothes.
That's not true. He's always doing this. He's always thinking he's going to die. Always thinking he's going to get fired. And then, you know, you saw the last episode of season four. Well, Liam wasn't the one on the ground. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. No spoilers.
You got to watch.
Someone else's ass hit the ground. Okay.
I ripped my pants.
Oh my God. This is true. He had to lean down to help whoever had a moment at the end of season four. I really don't know if I should be spoiling it or not. I guess maybe it doesn't matter.
It's like so big that I don't want to ruin it for people.
I know. It's like just in case, right? Yeah.
So we're rehearsing and I'm like, guys, this suit, which I've had this suit since season one.
It's true. He has had this suit.
And I'm like, can we just buy me a new suit? I think it's like.
We're too busy buying pink trench coats for Fallon.
No, it's true.
And I get like an H&M.
We joke that it's like the suit that Liam wore like to his dad's funeral like 13, 20 years ago. Like it's the same size.
Still just have that one suit. Guy's like kind of a billionaire, but has one suit.
One suit.
And I was like, I think I'm going to rip out of this thing. It's just going to happen. And then all of a sudden something's happening and I'm helping somebody and you just hear, it was loud.
I thought, yeah, because there was like a gunshot and then there was confetti. And then I hear like the SpongeBob full blown cartoon, like, Creow! Oh, and then I was like, what?
Like it's front to back, man.
It
like,
took all of us out of it. And then I look and he's like, his full
there's a camera like on the ground right here. And I just go, oh my God.
Yeah, and then everyone stopped and we're like, what?
Like,
and then we didn't see raw.
No, I mean,
we saw underwear, but it was
I wore boxer briefs, and like, you can like, if I go like that.
Then you can see an outline.
You can see an outline.
We got a shape.
It's like, what, 30 minutes to lunch?
Yeah.
And I was like, so should I get some new pants? And the guy, director, whoever was.
Pascal.
Yeah, Pascal. He was like, hey, can you continue acting and filming for the next 30 minutes with your ass and junk just hanging
what?
Out? He's like, it's not going to be seen. So like the whole cast is just kind of staying there. There's extras right here. They can just see right up into my pants.
100%.
And I was like, I can't just get a new pair of pants real quick? So for 30 minutes to an hour, I am sitting there filming with ripped pants from front to back for some odd reason.
Oh my God, it was so good. I love it. I love it so much. It was just nothing. Like, Adam is such a professional, and also just nothing ever happens to him where, like, we have to hold camera and there's never a problem. It's always me. And just, it was so rewarding to see him there.
Can I ask a dumb question? When you have to direct, can you actually explain, like, what you have to do? Because I have no idea.
You really have to do everything. I mean, you have to do everything from setting the shots to deciding what everybody does in the scene and blocking everybody to, you know, the emotional direction of everybody and their intention in the scene. You have to then sit in editing afterwards and cut your episode and make sure it's cut down to time. I don't know. It's endless things. You make the schedule. It's really funny because I think
shadowing so many times, I knew what I was kind of in for. It's so much work, but I did feel exhilarated by it, and I felt challenged, and I felt very alive doing it. I will say, I don't like acting.
She's really great.
Thank you. I don't really like acting and directing, though, at all. I hated it.
Is it hard? Why is it hard to do both? Because you have to be in and out?
In and out, but also you're in a scene. You're watching everyone else's performances to make sure you've got it because you're in the scene, and then you're like, was that good of me? And who do you ask? You ask me. So then I'm like, was that okay? And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't see it. So then you have an option to go back to the monitor and check out what you did. And what I ended up doing to not save time, because time is so precious and I don't want to waste it on myself, I ended up watching it on mute and on one fast forward just to make sure the shapes were all there, because I have an understanding of whether or not I did a good job in a scene. So as long as I look right and the shots are correct, I can move on.
Can't you feel like if you're in the scene with somebody else, like, are you then, because if you're directing, are you kind of critiquing them 100%. As you're in it?
Yeah. Not,
wow.
Like, we had this scene. We had this really intense fight scene in my episode. And I had to really, like, be present for it and be crying and all that. Oh, no, I wasn't crying. Sorry, there's been so many. This one was just angry or something, or hurt or intense. And I had to focus on that. But also, I had to think, like, do I need something else from Adam? Do we hit all the options with Adam so that I have stuff to play with when I get in the editing room? So it's like, but then you don't want to watch with your face, right? Because you're, like, acting. And you don't want to be, like, reacting to what the actor's doing in front of you. So there's a lot of stuff to juggle, but I loved it.
What would you do differently the next time?
I would have doubled down on some things that I caved for. It was my first time directing, and I didn't want to ruffle feathers. There were a couple things that I let go of for time or for to not be a problem, and I think I'll make sure I stick to my guns next time on a couple things.
Isn't that the gift that you figure out over time, is like how to prioritize and like really truly, like, obviously you don't cave on everything, but you figure out from what your requests are what is okay to cave on and what isn't.
Yeah, you pick your battles. You have to, because
especially with a show like, I mean, ours, where it's already, they like so stylized, mm-hmm. and they have their shots that they have to get.
Yeah,
you don't really have much room sometimes for like
the
creative.
No.
Interpretation.
But you're like, not going to reinvent the wheel.
Can't do it. I mean, the show has to look a certain way. We're a very stylized show. And of course, any show in its fourth or fifth year, it's like, what am I going to turn an episode that's like all shot, you know, this, like, close, starts like this and then opens up. Like, I can't get that creative. I have to kind of serve the show and serve the story. So I was lucky. The cast was amazing and really cool. And I do have obviously an advantage of having everyone in the fifth year of their character. So, but Eliza, actually, it was her first episode. She plays my sister, Amanda.
Amanda, who is...
It was her first episode where, like, we actually talked about who she was and why she was here.
That's right.
So I had fun with her, telling her story.
Grant did the episode where she comes in.
Speaking of Mr. Carrington, this season he wants to run for Senate. He has cancer, correct?
No.
No, Chris, Crystal.
Somebody read Cliff Notes. Somebody didn't watch the episode.
No, okay, there is one episode I did miss.
Don't care, and it's totally fine.
No, I didn't.
Cancer for 100 episodes, so I know you didn't watch the show now, but it's totally fine.
I just got it wrong.
No, for sure, though.
No. Now, all the time I spent actually watching the show and talking to my mom about it is now not valid.
His mom is a real fan.
Really?
His mom is a very big fan.
But I am...
Do you love him?
Oh, yeah. You have no idea. You're like a sex symbol in my house.
Ah!
Well done.
But is that what you want? Like, when you, is your goal to be a sex symbol, or is it just to be the greatest actor you can? I mean, with a show like Dynasty.
It definitely is want to be a sex symbol. Next question. I just like my first show.
I remember seeing you in New Girl.
That was my first acting thing ever.
Have you seen all of New Girl?
My brother loves New Girl. George is obsessed.
It was a Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, I was CeCe's date. I was CeCe's date, and I bring in like a cream spinach. I hit a peacock.
Oh my god!
And she pushes me out the door. But like, so a lot of people are like, "Am I seeing things, or do like, have you? Are you a New Girl?" I was like, "Yes."
One scene is my first co-star. First thing I booked. I was like, "Oh my god, my life's gonna change." Didn't book anything after that for like 5 years.
Adam had real jobs before this, which I think is so cool. It's like
I was like a cater, waiter, bartender, did that whole thing. I was a Postmater.
Postmater, okay.
Did that. I used to work for a moving company.
Yeah. You would move
I
people?
All these things, like, because I asked him to help me with furniture thing, I was like, "You're really good at this." And he's like, "Yeah, if this was my profession." And then he'd like bring me a drink, and I'd be like, "You're really good at this."
With this, like, everybody on the show has been so nice and so like I've learned a lot from everybody, just having talks. Liz has taught me an insane amount. It was the first time I was like, "Oh, this is your mark. Go up to this, hit that. Where I got to look? Where's the camera? What lens are we using?" I didn't know any of that stuff. Everyone's just been super welcoming since I think day one, really.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was my second, it was the wedding episode, and they're like, "Hey, you want to come hang out with the whole cast and party with us?" And
our cast was on one that year. That was when our cast was at
season one.
You know what?
And I think we were sitting there at Natalie's house, and
he was like, "So you hang, like, you're kind of cool, right?" And I was like, "I don't know."
That's awful. Like, I said, "You're kind of cool, right?"
Like, well, because I think we were sitting there talking.
Well, if Natalie invited him, I was like, "I guess Adam's cool," because Natalie's the coolest. So I was like, if Natalie invited him over.
It was literally just the cat, like, you guys.
Yeah.
And the thing was like,
our fun parties.
One of the rare times that they bring in one of the co-stars, like, "Hey, you want to come like hang out with us?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure."
Why is that type of camaraderie important for when you go to work?
Even though we were in our first year, you are joining a family that's pre-existing, and there's a clique there. It's like school. It's like anything. How exciting when you get invited
The first scene was you going, "This is Liam, my husband."
Right.
And it's literally the entire cast. Yeah. Everybody that's there, and it's just, and everyone's just like, and I'm just kind of like, we're rehearsing, and I'm just kind of like the kid, like the new kid in the corner who doesn't know anybody, just kind of like sweating and like trying to kind of like listen to the jokes that they're telling each other. Yeah. And then I think everyone's kind of looked and they're like, "Who are you?" And I was like, "Oh, hi, I'm Liam." "Well, I'm Adam. So I don't know, whatever you want to call me." Yeah. My first scene was it was insanely nerve wracking with everyone.
And then everyone would come up to me, like different cast members would be like, "The guy who's playing your husband's hot. He's cool." And I was like, "Yeah. Okay." And they're like, "The guy who's playing your husband, he's hot. We should hang out with him. He's really cool. He seems like a nice guy." I'm like, "Okay." And then
you're like, "Who's the guy playing my husband?"
I was like, "You gotta point him out to me. I'm so sorry." No. I kid, but I really am like, I take more time to warm to people because I'm so distrusting of people. And I also am so at work, and then I want to go home that it's hard for me to be like, "What's your sign? Like, where did you play?" it's not my thing. Even Adam, like when he sees me, like, okay, I saw Eliza. I hadn't met her yet. She was playing my sister, and I had Googled her because I'm creepy, but I hadn't met her yet. And we didn't work together yet. And I saw her at a coffee shop, and I went up to her. I went up to her, and I said, "Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Liz. You're on Dynasty, right?" And then I texted Adam after. I said, "Adam, I went up to somebody who I haven't met yet, and I told them my name and hello." And he's like,
and
"That's
we sat there
so
and talked."
Good.
And she's like, "You're so—" I was like, "I'm very proud."
He's
of
so
you.
Proud of me. I was very like, "I did it. I did it."
Yeah. So I think you said like our friendship has just become very nice and
he hangs out with real. My husband a lot too. Like, they'll do their like sport boy thing, and then
we go out to dinners like
go to dinner
all
the time.
Every now and
with
then
with Daddy G too. Grant too.
We used to go to pre-COVID. We go to some bars and have just great
times.
Nights.
So much fun, man.
Eva's crazy.
Eva!
And I knew she was going to be a problem from maybe not the beginning, but like she showed up like mid-season, right? Like, yeah, like she is insane.
She did a lot of damage, Miss Thing.
Yeah, so she took advantage of a very unhealthy relationship that was,
what's unhealthy?
The relationship of your two couples, your two characters. Not the healthiest marriage.
Oh.
You were separate? Yeah. You had things going on?
I take offense to that.
I know. We're a little too close to that, and like we were genuinely triggered. No. They were having a rough go. She basically stepped in at the perfect time for her and the worst time for us.
What's the last thing you've scene in a script that actually surprised you? Or is surprise, like, does that not exist anymore?
Cheating. Fallon cheating.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I was like, I know she has like, that tendency. You know, it's like you cheat once, you're a cheater for life. I know it's an unpopular opinion. It's an opinion that I have.
I'm weirdly judgy about cheating. So it was funny. It started a really big conversation at work. Like we were all like, who do you think, which side are you on? Are you on Liam's side? Are you on Fallon's side? Fallon cheated on her husband, but Fallon thought that Liam left her for good and hired a divorce attorney. So it's like, dude, it's over and she's miserable. And this guy's in her apartment. Where was she? Where does she live? Work? She lives at work. Yeah.
Femperial.
Femperial, Fallon Unlimited, Morel Green Fallon Energy Corp.
Your record label?
Records. Yeah. Anyway, I was like, whoa. First of all, I was like, whoever they get for this role that she's going to do this in her marriage, he's got to be exceptional and special. And
Colin?
Luckily Ashley was. He was so wonderful. Sweet. And he's wonderful. But yeah, it was so funny. Adam and I read it and we were like, whoa. Can you come back from that? Can you bounce back from that? So we played it really carefully, making sure that Fallon initiated, that she was drunk and initiating and not drunk and being kissed and going along with it. Because obviously that's really problematic. And so, yeah.
You see, like, a lot of people are like, they're like, stop cheating. Let's remember the fact when Liam at the divorce party, advantage, she was hammered and took advantage of her. I'm like, what is that? How is that?
Yeah, no, we still get a lot of crap for this moment in season two, where I'm at our divorce party and I'm kind of having regrets and because I have feelings for him, which I thought I sold really well as an actor, but maybe not. And I drink a lot and then I take him into a room and make out with him. Twice initiated by me, but he still got kind of pinned as taking advantage of Foul pal.
You want the personal connection that people have to this show, right? The passion that exists that they can call you out for those actions. Like, we rather have that.
Course. It's like better that they have a strong opinion than have no opinion, you know, because that means they care. So it's all good. He does get a lot of stuff though, sent his way.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair?
I follow a couple of the fan page accounts just to like support fans. You know, the fans, and you know, we wouldn't still have a TV show. And one of them is called Dynasty Confessions. And they come up with the
You are plugging a fan account right now. I hope they are peeing their pants.
They come up with the most I don't know where it comes from, but the most like storyline. Someone just said that me and Raphael should be together on the show. Mm-hmm. Me and Colin, we should ditch you, and me and Colin should then.
That's hot.
Here for that too.
I don't hate these ideas.
Or you see things, you're like, this Liam guy needs to get the hell off this show. He is terrible. He's just awful.
I know. Well, this is the thing with Adam. It's like, I have been reading crazy, crazy, crazy comments, remarks, everything for like whatever, since 2008, right?
But he is a normal human being who entered this psycho industry more recently than I, and then was on a huge show, right? With passionate fans. So it's jarring to get all this sent to you when you're not already like preconditioned to just ignore all of it like I am, you know?
Yeah.
He's just like reading everything, everyone telling him all these wild things.
There's like some things I read and some things I'm just like, man, Liz is right.
Put the phone down. Don't read. I know. Like, don't read comments. Don't read.
If I ever see a tweet of his or I see that he deactivates anything, I'm like, Adam.
You're like, what happened? Well, I don't have Twitter anymore, so.
Yeah, because you deactivated it.
Why? Was it too? Was it really too much for you?
I don't know. You don't even notice. I had to turn the comments off on Instagram. Because
why were they mad at you? I was the one who was being a dirty whore.
No,
over
but
town.
like I don't know. But then people get like in arguments, like through your comments, and have like
I'm the worst. I don't even know. I don't even look.
My friends love. They're like, you know, that they're like following the hashtag Liam or Falium or what.
Falium.
They love following the stuff, and they send me these things. They're like, do you know what's going on in your comment section right now? And I'm like, no.
I love that friend.
Not really.
Do you have a friend like that, Zach? Who's like, Zach, you got to get over to Instagram and quick. There's something big going on in your comment section and we don't have much time.
Well, my sister told me that our video was going viral on TikTok and then a couple other people sent it to me.
That's like a good thing, though. How many hours of interviews have I done? Like, they could have pulled any quote. I was like, what is it? Tell me now what it is, because this could be my big farewell.
And by the way, if anybody out there is like looking to create, there's literally tens and tens of hours of content on YouTube. Have fun. At least.
Do you have fans ask you any questions to ask us?
Who, me?
Yeah, the fans. You, Dan. You, the biggest fan of all. My number one guy.
I did want to ask, like, are kissing scenes ever awkward or is they just normal?
Well, because you're friends.
Maybe in the beginning. No.
I think at the beginning, because it's like, you're like, well, how's this going to look? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One, how's it going to look? One, can this person kiss? Mm-hmm.
Because if someone's a bad kisser,
yeah,
it looks bad. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, you don't really buy it.
The first couple are always.
I mean, we made out kissing.
I've never made out with anybody more in my life.
Is it season three? What? When my mom is like, she comes in.
Yeah, and they went through this phase.
It's like we're just kissing nonstop.
They're obsessed with us kissing all the time. There would have no point in the story. We'd just be kissing. They'd move the camera around. I was like, what is the point? And they're like, I think love. And I was like, no, for sure. But this is a lot of kissing. I can't believe we didn't get like mono. They compiled all our kisses.
Is Liz good at kissing?
Oh, I'm gonna light myself on fire.
I wanted to say, like, I feel like I know all the people you've made out with. There might be a couple, you know, randoms in there.
I'll, like, go through the list. First of all, I've made out with so many people just for my job. I've made out with a trillion people.
Oh, I was talking like real life makeouts, like with with willing participants not getting paid.
Yeah, let's call them all in. Let's do little boxes all over the screen.
I think that if you watch a show and you, I think, be like, because there's people like, wow, you guys kiss really good on that show.
We are pretty kissers. We are that.
Yeah, but is the focus to be a pretty kisser or is it to be a passionate kisser because you want it to feel good at the same time?
It's more pretty.
I put a little passion in everything.
I'm looking at some gifts right now and these are steamy.
What are you looking at? Which ones?
You guys are kissing and you're pulling off his suit jacket.
Wait.
Was that our sex scene?
It might be the one this was the weirdest. This was the weirdest. Oh yeah. We should, that's actually the fans who like Feline will be happy to hear that our first sex scene post amnesia. That's right. Cause you don't know that, Dan, cause you don't watch the show, but he had a bout of amnesia.
I was in a coma.
He was in a coma and then he had amnesia.
It's a soap opera.
We had to do a sex scene, whatever. And we shot that sex scene for 7 hours.
But wasn't there another set that they tried to? They're like, okay, you. And we're like, no.
Yeah, there's been. We made them take it out. We had two sex scenes and the one after we got engaged. After we got engaged, we filmed a sex scene. They took it out. There was another sex scene we filmed, where Dan just sent me the GIF. I'm terrified.
The GIF.
Oh, this is what I was talking about. This is the divorce party. Yeah. This is the divorce party where I make out with him. Doesn't it look like I'm in charge? I thought I was. Anyway, we shot that for 7 hours, Zach. 7 hours.
7 hours.
Of fake sex under a bed, me and pasties. 7 hours, candles everywhere, piping hot, nightmare, confusing, crazy
lab.
The director was like, he gave us some of the craziest direction I've ever heard in my life, which I actually don't even know, like, I can't even.
We should say it.
I don't think we should say it, but it was so specific and like real that I was like, I feel like I can't do that one right now. But
I gotta go. We gotta
like, go. We're tapping out. We're gonna tap out right here. And then they used, I believe it was
5 seconds,
20 seconds of
footage. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I go down to kiss him and we fade out. And I was like, oh, where's our porno?
7 hours.
Did the director do it for himself? Well, I don't understand that. Why do you shoot something for 7 hours and not realize?
Like, he shot a stunning
porno.
It was
beautiful.
But then we didn't see it.
It's an hour long show with 12 series regulars.
Yeah, we don't have time to watch us like literally sweating.
Was it a cut between somebody else like?
Yeah, it was like in a montage.
Yeah, there's like three other people like having.
This is what they use. They use like this. And we're like, wait, but where's all the sex we shot? It was crazy. I was like, I come home and I'm just like, I'm so tired. And my husband's like, why? And I'm like, Michael, I was literally having sex with Adam for 7.5 hours today. I'm so tired. And he's like, that's crazy, babe. Thank God they're friends. Thank God. But yeah, that was insane. I had to suck on his ear. That was the weirdest one.
Yes.
I'm reading the script and it's like she licks his ear.
Remember season two opening up in your dream of me, you, and Colhane all in the shower.
Yeah, I had a threesome with him and Colhane in the shower. Shot that for hours. That didn't air.
Somebody.
It aired a little. Yeah,
very. They're like, there's. Oh my God.
They had me go back and forth. I'm like, we're all in like fake nude outfits. So I'm like, and we're in a shower. And then Brett, the camera guy's in the shower in a Speedo. We're all just like in the shower. And my character's trying to decide between these two guys she loves. So it's me and Colhane. And I make out with Colhane, and then Adam's behind me. He's like, what's up? I'm here too. And then I make out with Adam, and they're like, go back and forth again. I'm like, for sure. They go back and forth. I'm like, you got it right over here. And we're just, I'm just making out with him back and forth. And I'm like, this is insane.
It was, yeah. Cause like, as I'm like, what? I kiss your neck. And then I'm watching you and Michael and Rob like make and Rob. Like kiss. And then it's like, that was strange.
There have been a couple moments where I'm like, we airing it? And the answer is always no.
But there's a collection of these steamy moments that somebody's sitting on
the editing room floor.
I just saw someone's like, I think Liam is a person who's afraid to be naked.
No way.
And I was like, why? How is this possible? I'm shirtless and every other.
He's the most naked. Yeah.
And they're like, well, no, but he always has pants on.
What do they want? They want you to walk out full shaft day?
I have no idea. Because we can't show anything below the belly button.
Of course, we can't show anything below the belly button. I had a full accent. That was the weirdest thing. Yeah, please don't use that. We can't show crack. You can't show like moving ass cheek. You can't show side boob. You can't show under boob. You can't.
But you can show a lot of boob.
Look what I've accomplished in my short time. It's like
called a hiatus.
Hiatus. I had my hiatus.
Hiatus.
Yeah. I broke it, but I had it for a minute for sure. That was fun.
It's like an episode.
What's the longest scene you've had to shoot?
7 hours.
Is it 7 hours? Has it gone longer?
No, it's longer. You know what it was? It was the Thanksgiving one. You weren't there.
No, you guys sitting there at the dinner. Weren't you like asleep?
Yeah, I fell asleep. I fell asleep a couple times. Several times I've fallen asleep, actually. No, you know, it was, it's like the finale things, like the scene in
the big parties.
Big parties. They're always going to be, because you can call them a lot of little scenes, but they're all parts of the same scene. So technically sometimes it'll be 12 hours, 13 hours, 16 hours. But
2 days.
2 days, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We had our big fire.
Season one.
Yeah.
Finale, right?
We had to keep spinning around and coughing. And then everyone like started almost throwing up. It was really strange. Remember Raphael was like.
I wasn't there.
You were. You did a self-tape with me.
I was, but then I wasn't there. You guys, I rapped.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
You guys did the fire thing.
The relationship you two have, like it's very real. Like it's tangible. You actually. About each other. It's very special. And
so you've said.
No, it's really, I mean, I keep seeing examples of it. Like, you know, you remember tiny nuances. Like, that was so long ago.
Well, it's like it's fake life, but it's real life because it's like how we spent, it's their memories. You can't make, when you're at work, you can't make real memories. So you make memories as your characters when you're filming, and then those become your memories.
It's so much time on a show. It's like 22 episodes. Of an hour-long drama shot over 10 months is so intense.
Do you do table reads?
We do table reads over Zoom now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kind of nice.
I could probably sneak you in and like put a fake producer name.
Absolutely.
I know, Dan, it would probably be such a thrill for you to get to sit in on your favorite show's table read, you know, where all the magic starts.
Please do.
With these Zoom table reads, though,
they can just be like, just messes. Like, where's this person? Like, someone, like, just left the table read or, like...
You and Grant are always in the car at a golfing range every time.
It's very true.
Or at, what do you call it? A golfing field? What do you call it? A course.
What have you learned from being on the show, Adam? Besides, it has to be a ton of...
My memory's gotten a lot better. Mm. Like the whole learning lines. And it's like, I've never had to do any of that. Or, like, when you get rewrites the night before or that day.
Or that moment.
Yeah. God,
just how to be a better person.
Just really being on set, you know, and being on set, like, and having to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to be in the chair an hour before a crew call. And
he has tattoos, so he actually has to come in to cover all his tattoos.
It takes, like, at least an hour to cover, because I have one here.
It's not, like, a sleeve where that's
just,
like...
Did you get
like,
any new ones?
I didn't.
I'm so proud of you.
Not to.
I did tell him not to. I said, you don't like waking up early, Adam.
Yeah,
why would you add more?
Like, there's, you know, like, I've taken so many acting classes, but there's one thing an acting class doesn't teach you, and that's just being on set.
Yeah.
The pace of it all.
And the weight, and also, like, you know, like, we had, like, these emotional scenes, and you have to, the energy levels just, you kind of go like this, because, like, you shoot one direction, you're so in it, and then we flip the room.
We would do a wide, right, our first wide, where we're little ants, and the camera's really far away, you can't see our faces even, and Adam would... like come through and like be giving his full thing. And I'm like, you need to mark it because we don't get to his coverage for like sometimes an hour. So imagine like coming in guns blazing.
I get excited to act sometimes.
He just loves acting. It makes me so happy to be around because Grant loves acting too.
Weird. They love what they do.
Adam, were you, did you have any idea who Liz was before joining the show?
You love saying, man, no.
Honestly,
I love it. When have I ever said that before?
I knew of sex, drugs, and was rock and roll.
That's something no one's ever said, so I'll take that.
I knew of that show because I didn't know who I was. Like, I was like, that would be like a, that seems like a cool show to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Yeah, what a great title. I think I saw a couple episodes, but I didn't. I think I knew Grant because of.
See, I didn't. That's what's
I watched.
Crazy.
Melrose Place. I watched growing up. And then he was on Devious Maids, which I used to watch with my ex-girlfriend. And it's fantastic. And he plays this character, Mr. Spence. And he's kind of like a drunk. And he's like an actor.
I think he's
either a singer or an actor.
I never knew you even knew of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this tonight.
So, like, I think actually when we went to, it was the first night I went out with you guys to get, like, dinner. We went to, what's that place in Inman Park? Oysters.
Optimist.
No. That's in. Anyway, I was like, hey, man, I was like, I'm actually really excited to meet you. And like, I was like, I'm a fan. Like, I've watched your work. And he was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Didn't really care.
Miller Union? No.
Beetle Cat?
Yeah.
I knew of Rob Riley because...
Looking really good for me right now.
I knew of Rob. Well, I didn't watch Victorious.
He's like, I knew of Bo, the guy who was playing the bull, the dog in the show. Amazing actor.
Love his work.
I knew Rob because my modeling agent in New York was his college roommate.
I have a modeling agent too. You've just never seen or heard of
him. And when I was like, oh yeah, I want to be like an actor. And he goes, oh, my buddy's an actor. Like, this is his stuff. And then like, I was like,
that's so weird. He presented Rob to you?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then I knew of Natalie from.
Wow. You literally knew everybody in the cast except for Liz.
I knew of Natalie because I was like, wait, why have I seen her before? Because she was in Fast and Furious, you're Tokyo,
like,
Drift. And that's it. Like, that's the only.
He's like, only those nine people. I swear.
Allendale.
Dude.
I mean, because Alan was in Entourage. I watched all of Entourage.
It's true. I actually knew Adam from the Killer Trainer movie on Lifetime. So it's perfect because I actually was starstruck when I met him. He's actually really good in that, I have to say. I watched it one night with Joaquima.
That is so funny.
Who plays Monica, and we were like, work. Like, he's like a trainer, but he's a murderer, but he's lifting weights, but he's also killing people. And it was, right? Or you had someone, I don't remember, actually.
No, I don't think I killed anybody.
You're just kind of a little bit, you got obsessive.
Yeah.
He got obsessive. That's what it was. It was not a kill movie on Lifetime. It was an obsessive movie on Lifetime, which is also really
good.
Those are the two genres that they have. And really, fake biographies.
I turned 30 and I did. Well, I tested for all my children.
Oh, wow.
No, General Hospital, right before Dynasty. Thank God I did not get that.
Similar, but different.
Testing for a soap opera.
But that's an everyday show. You do an episode a day.
You'll do like two or three. You'll go in and you'll shoot your, because the sets are all there. They're put up. The cameras are all ready. It looks like a big,
like, high school stage.
And have you done this, or are you just a big fan?
No, I mean, I've tested
you
for.
Test, oh, that's
I've,
what
you're I've
saying,
tested
that's
what you're for saying. Two soap operas pre-Dynasty.
Gotcha.
And I didn't
gotcha.
Get them. I was like, oh man, I didn't get them. So bummed.
Better.
Huh.
More for us.
Yeah, I did three Lifetime movies in a row right before Dynasty.
And
ooh, I got two more to watch.
Have you watched her Lifetime movie?
He hasn't.
No. What's it called? Dad.
Killing Daddy.
Killing Daddy.
Jesus. It's a classic.
You know what? I know exactly what I'm going to do after this interview, and that's what I'm going to watch tonight.
Oh. No. Is this humbling to you, Liz, finding out that your co-star really had no idea who you were?
Second time I've made the mistake of bringing a co-star on where they confess that they... I'm kidding. You're not a mistake. You're
I said mistake. I knew of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I didn't know. I mean...
Adam.
I'm 75 years old.
Adam's 75 years old. It's completely okay. Like, he's 75 years old.
Yes, I can tell.
He said it himself. He doesn't lie.
I also... Not until... I didn't really watch much TV.
You don't have to go. I love the leap from, like, they feel so bad. They're
really
like,
don't.
I didn't even know. I had to Google what TV was. I'm shaking right now. Like, what is TV? Can someone tell me? It's fine. I don't want to. Oh, wait, really quick. My mom was grabbing me from work one day because we were going to do something. And so she came and it was like midday. And she goes to pick me up and she sees Adam get roughed around by these dudes, right? And then thrown into a back of a van, and then it drives off. And she goes, Elizabeth, I don't. And I was like, no, Mom, it was a scene. You drove into a scene. She goes, it looked totally. I'm like, no, it was a rehearsal. It was a rehearsal because I guess there was no one around. It was like a stunt practice. Yes. And it was small. That's so she's so there funny. Like, oh, and like they just like grabbed
someone him, just
put a bag over his head. She's like, you have to explain to me what I just saw. And I'm like, yeah, you saw a scene. You saw a fake. You saw not real.
One of my best friends from Little Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. Shout out so to my hometown.
So cute.
He has an autistic brother, and he loves the show. Watches the show. He's such a fan. And I got kidnapped, and he was like, hey, he needs to call you right now because can we FaceTime him? Right. He goes, he's really worried about you because Aww. He thinks that you're actually kidnapped. He's so sweet.
He and my mom.
And he, like we FaceTime, he goes, Adam. I was like, yeah. He goes, where are you? I was like, I'm in Louisiana. He goes, so you're not kidnapped. You're not in the back of a van right now. I was like, no, buddy. I was like, I'm completely fine.
The power of TV is real, dude. Like the companionship and the escapism.
I
got so many
texts after I cheated as Fallon that were like, I'm like, oh, how did you watch the episode? There's like, I can't really talk right now. I hope you're good. And I was like, are you mad at me? Are you mad at me, Liz, like, the actor? Well. They're just like, yeah, no, I hope it was worth it, but I hope you're well. I'm going to talk to you later, though, for sure. I was like, what is going on? Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. So it was a bad move on Fallon's part. She's sorry.
Do you want your characters to have a healthy relationship? Because yeah. Like
to a point. I mean, listen, you don't want it to be boring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one likes hanging out with their two friends that are just like
I also think we have perfect. I think it's kind of like, you know, out of all the relationships that have been on the show, it's probably the realest. Like that people can like relate to.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I definitely want to have, you know, that, but you have to have some drama.
Dan, are you a cheater pumpkin eater?
No, Liz.
You need to love.
You need to have relationships to cheat.
Yeah.
Oh, Dan. What are we going to do with you?
He's been asking that question for a long time.
I've never cheated on anybody.
Really? You've been cheated? Somebody cheated on you?
Yeah.
What's her name? Call her out.
That's probably you know who it was.
It wasn't
the previous
one. It was...
Oh.
Do you know she auditioned for the show this year?
I know. Yeah.
Oh my God, you almost ended up working with the girl who cheated on you?
Yes. She was an actress and went away to do her show in Canada.
Canada, like the land of sex.
Like spilling tea all over the room. I don't even know if it... You don't care? Let's go for it. I guess I don't care either.
I'm sipping up that tea. Soaking it from the floor, baby.
No.
Lapping it.
I thought we were falling in love and she blew me off on Valentine's Day. And then I found out because she went out with someone that night.
What?
Yeah, I showed up at her apartment on Valentine's Day with flowers and everything.
In Canada?
No. This is in L.A.
Okay.
We were supposed to like hang out, do a thing for Valentine's Day, whatever. And I was like, hey, I'm here. And she goes, can you please leave and go away? She goes, I don't want to see you. I was like, what the? My brain, someone tells you you're falling in love. To like now I need, like, we can't do this. I'm blowing off Valentine's Day.
I wish you knew me then.
There was a...
I would have put all my distrust into you.
Anytime I have relationship questions, I'm always like, me and Liz, I'm just like, hey, because she's very like intuitive, like with what's going on in my.
I also can.
She's
read
like, Adam,
pretty
what's going on?
I know what's going on. If he has a weird date, if he's thinking about something, if he's debating something, I'm like, I get it out of him. I pull it out of him.
Yeah, her
very pushy.
And your husband.
Me and my hubs, yeah. And then Michael just like lay it out.
Like, and I like, it's great. I'm like, wow.
He and I are very.
Sometimes I just need someone to tell me how it is.
And we don't have our heads in the clouds at all, maybe to a fault. We're very like.
The most grounded, feet planted.
I know. But yeah, it's good to be a romantic.
So then I found
out
that when I showed up with those flowers to take her out for Valentine's Day, that she didn't open the door because there was somebody else in her bed.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Were you there literally?
And I was like out dark.
Look at you now, the Liam Ridley of CW's Dynasty.
They always try to come back.
Did she?
I get absolutely.
Only after you become a true thespian?
With your publicist, I need this to stop now before we go into the girl's name.
Oh, we're done.
Okay.
Okay, we're done.
Wait, but I want to know how you find out that she's auditioning for the show. Did somebody give you that heads up, or do you see the tape by chance?
She reached out to me.
What?
She thought that was a good idea to do?
She's like, I was so bad to you. I apologize. I would, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm so happy with
where you're at right now.
Ex facto, I'm auditioning for your show.
I was like, sort of loving it. Like, I sort of, he told me, he's like, you believe this person might be auditioning for the show. And I was like, dude, that's so screwed up. And then I like looked into her, and you know me, looked into her resume and what she'd done. And I was like, she's kind of good for the role. So I was torn.
She would have been fantastic for
it. So I was like, that's like, Adam, I know this isn't fun to hear.
Well, but like, then like my heart kind of goes, because like, yes, I did and like fall in love with this girl and she wrecked me.
You just got to let her on to set, make her life a living.
And so
hell.
Then like, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, is there still something? Adam's
look at Adam go.
You could rekindle something. Maybe you're going to come back together. Maybe this is what your relationship needed. An opportunity for her to see you in this state and not as a cater waiter.
People make mistakes. You made a mistake. You failed. You're done. You're done. It's over. That's it.
So you're saying you don't hold grudges?
I'm actually not super grudgy. I'm like, I remember, I log it, and I never forget it. But I'm not someone who's like,
you're too smart to hold grudges.
Yeah, because grudges mean it's like affecting me, though. My day-to-day life is compromised because I'm thinking about that person and I'm holding a grudge. I'm not doing that. I'm just like, if you say hi to me, I'm like, hi. You know what I mean?
So this is crazy. Wow. The audacity of that girl, but also the shallowness of Hollywood and what it takes to really make it. And the fact that she would even send you a text like that. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. So what have I learned? Don't date
actresses. Don't date actresses. I love it. I learned don't date actors too long ago. It's like one of the first things you learn.
Somebody told me that.
Somebody once told me that too. They said don't date an actor because they'll go off to set and sleep with someone on set.
It depends. Like I've never done that, and I've never thought about doing that, weirdly, but it is done, of course. And if you get two single people, like, who are, I will say, I think it ruins everything, though.
I think it ruins everything. It takes that Jennifer Aniston,
isn't that what she said at the Friends reunion? Like, she's like, no, I swear to God, I never dated
David Schwimmer,
because it's like, that's what kept it so good. It's like, there was never a thing. Yeah,
they said they would like spoon and cuddle on the couch, but then
not cheating if you don't kiss. I'm kidding, you guys, don't publish that.
But that's a real conversation pretty often. It's like, is just kissing somebody cheating? Kissing somebody is cheating, but cuddling is not.
At this point, I feel like I could kiss anybody because I do it so much for my career. I don't even find it to be a romantic act.
But do you actually lay it all out there when you kiss somebody? Like, can you really be in the moment and be passionate and
holding hands with somebody can be
it's so intimate. We've had to hold hands sometimes for like 12 hours straight because it's the same scene where we're watching the same thing that's actually only going to be 1 minute. And it's like you all of a sudden become aware that your hand is holding someone else's hand for like, it's like a very intense
thing. We're not even filming, just holding each
other. Yeah, we're holding hands. We have like a very, someone on set once described it as like, best friend or like brother sister. It's weird. Well, yeah, it's very weird
if it's like Halloween or Christmas, right. Which, and me and Liz are suckers for like Disney Channel original movies.
And that type of, so like we'll have like 6 hours.
That's when I gained respect for you, when you threw out that quote from Santa Claus.
That's like quote like every day.
He quotes the Santa Claus, and I was like, maybe he can hang. Yikes!
Wow, what did you quote?
Rapping.
You're like, he's like, I'm dating someone in rapping, and I was like, that's from the Santa Claus One.
Yeah, good job. Yeah. That's my favorite Christmas movie, I think.
And then we were watching Drag Race one day in Raphael's trailer, his like second week there, and he said, I'm always so impressed by the wigs. And I was like, oh, he can have
wait, me?
You, I have it in my phone. I have the date. I said, Adam said he was impressed by the wigs. No, you said she always has really great wigs because you knew the drag queen. And I was like, that's lit. Yeah.
Like, that's lit? Did you just say that?
That's like, lit, man.
Hey, you want to watch a movie? Sure.
I know, we'll watch movies sometimes.
Friends. Friends forever.
There's a song, but Friends Forever.
Wasn't there a song, Friends Forever? I don't know.
I'm definitely not going to start singing now.
So. You're Catwoman, kind of.
Yes.
That was fun. I liked it. I had not seen it, and it's anime style. It looks so cool. I watched the movie, actually. I've seen it. It's I love it.
That's really cool.
I love it. I'm such a huge fan of Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman in particular, and I was so honored when they asked me.
What was your last voiceover show? Was it Winx Club? Or what was it?
I did that show for like 5 years. I actually did a Family Guy episode this year. It's like
amazing.
Yeah, I did. It's gonna be this season. It's gonna air. I don't want to give it away, but it's really cool. It was a big episode, and I sing in it as well. And it was great.
Oh, that's so exciting!
singing it?
Yeah. So
I can't wait to see this.
It was really fun. I did a lot of voiceover stuff, actually.
Did you wear a Catwoman outfit when you recorded at your house?
I have one. And of course
you
I
do have one.
Yeah.
Could this voiceover thing lead into like a live action thing?
You know, I don't want to like be like, yes, actually, I want to make an announcement. And then they don't call me and I'm stuck in the booth forever like this. My pants and my big shirt.
Badass Catwoman.
I know. I think I've got.
I saw you climb
I got the bod.
Climb that, whatever the hell it was.
Rock climbing wall.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You climbed a wall?
I climbed a rock climbing wall.
Who are you?
Blindfolded.
What?
And I was like, so what is the gag? Like when we're filming it, they're like, no, so you'll be blindfolded. And I was like, for sure. And then he had to guide me down. It was like a marriage exercise.
Counseling, yeah.
And then it actually was what happened because I was blindfolded and they were filming me and he had to guide me down. So you're like right foot down, left foot down. And then, so yeah, we did it. We did that together.
But then she climbed. I mean,
I climbed to the top. I love it. I want to rock climb more.
We filmed that for a while.
Oh, like, yeah. And it thunderstormed. Wall, like, it was so scary.
At least 20 times.
Did you just say you want to rock climb more now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I climbed this rock climbing wall and now I like it and I want to rock climb more.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, good luck with that. I actually like it and I'm good at it, so maybe you can back off.
Sorry, I don't want to stifle your passions. And
you've known me forever. How much have I talked about rock climbing?
Seconds ago is the first time.
No, I've talked about rock climbing is my full-blown passion. I've talked about it all the time. Dan, during our lunches. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, rock climbing Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Definitely. Can I also say the one thing I do want to point out that I've looked at this entire time is how I feel like Liz set this whole setup that you guys are sitting in, and she made sure she was fully in screen. And Adam, you're cut out.
He's not. If he's doing this on his own, like doing
that's his stance. He has the wide legs.
I could also be like this if I wanted to.
Yeah, just keep leaning. I think it's one of my acting ticks. So like, Adam, you got to actually be in the frame. I'm like, oh, that's what that is.
Look at you. You live a great life over there. Adam, you travel the world, you play golf.
This is the first time I've ever actually had some sort of money to be able to travel, not having my parents have to pay for it, but also like I have freedom for like 2.5-3 months.
Yeah, it's true. Like we have these tiny little windows,
and we can't, like, once we start filming, we can't get on a plane. No. We can't travel. We're here for, you know, 10 months. I was like, well, if I'm gonna be back in Atlanta for another 10 months, I kind of want to go do some traveling right now.
So I was in Hawaii for like 2 weeks. Popped down to Louisiana, saw some family friends down there. Went to Italy.
Are your parents proud of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Dynasty is on Netflix. Season 4 is there. Click the link in the description. Good to be back on Netflix. I mean, the people are hungry. And truly, I do believe that once the show hits Netflix, you tap into about, I want to say 50, but it could be even more than 50% of the people who are incredibly passionate about Dynasty.
I was just in Italy, and it was bananas.
Really?
Not talking the food.
How many people? Yes. Yes. It, like, how many people love the show there? I was baffled.
Like, were you getting mobbed?
Yeah.
Wow.
At one point, I was like, hey, Brian, is this really happening right now? He goes, uh-huh. Oh, there's, God, like, 50 to 100 girls and like teenage girls and guys I think they're on like a school trip or something.
Yeah, that's the old school and trip, like, is something you want to avoid typically.
And we're just like sitting there and I looked at my and I was like, oh no, because I mean I don't know that stuff.
Yeah, but is that validating?
I think I'm doing something. I mean, it tells me I'm doing something right, or I've gotten to a place where I know I've been.
And they're like, Liam, they're not like, there he is, get him, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all very, very sweet and like, yeah, but a lot of, it's big in Italy. It was.
I hope you got some free pasta at the very least.
I did get some free pasta.
Really?
That's sick. That's very cool. I mean, you've worked really hard for this and you're on an incredibly successful show and people are attached to it.
A couple of nights I've like slept in my car or whatever. It's like, you know, it's all been worth it.
Like, that's like, dude, you literally, I mean, waiter, car sleeper. I mean, yeah, you gave up a lot to get here, so take everything, take it as it comes, and you have to appreciate it. That's amazing.
And very grateful for the show and how it, you know, it's panned out, how it has.
You could have been stuck on a show with people who hate you instead of people who force you to come to their basement to do things like this.
Right, exactly. You got a basement invite. Who do I let in my basement? Nobody.
Like, that's a big deal.
Maybe Zach. Maybe Thanks. Zach.
Thank you
maybe
so much.
If he's in the right kind of headspace.
I want to think that Zach was in this basement.
I know. It feels like we all were together in this basement.
Spent a lot of time in the kitchen. I know that.
Yeah, we did.
When are you coming back, as a matter of fact? You can bring Dan if you'd like.
I don't know.
In the right frame of mind.
Does he need to be in the right headspace?
Yeah.
Does he know what the right headspace is?
No.
I don't know. I'm not a real big people person, so.
You know, Dan's never dated anyone, and he's been alive for 30 years.
Wait, you've actually never been in a relationship?
No, I don't do relationships. I don't do dates.
Wait, Adam, he's never been on a date ever. Nope. Never been on a first date.
He might be dead. I was dead once. Yeah. You can get undead.
Well.
You just gotta meet the right person.
Dynasty, new season on Netflix. Start from the beginning if you haven't seen it or just watched season 4. There's a link in the description below. I'll keep reminding you of that. Final thoughts here, Daniel.
I think we covered a lot. Adam, it was nice meeting you. It was a pleasure to have you.
Dude, thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
I hope we didn't let you down.
No. And for me, Dan?
Not at all.
Liz?
Well.
Wait, you really have nothing to share?
Nothing to share?
Yeah.
What do you mean nothing to share?
I feel like you didn't give enough today, Dan.
All right. Well, I'm sorry for letting everybody down.
Oh, my God.
You didn't let me down at all.
I appreciate that.
Dan, as your mom and dad, we just want to tell you we're proud of you and you're very worthy of love, okay? Let's say it together, Adam. 1, 2, 3. You are worthy of love. Oh, my God. I gave you. You are worthy of love.
You're worthy. This
and that's a message to everybody out there. Look right into the lens and let's say 1, 2, 3. You are worthy of love. And that's Philem saying that. So that's like, you are.
Whoa.
Whoa. I have chills.
You felt that?
I have chills. I mean, I want to know why I'm worthy, but I feel
just,
it.
Just take it. Just accept it.
Yeah, exactly. Got it.
Before I let you go, Adam, is there anything you want to set the record straight on? Because you've mentioned disabling comments, disabling Twitter. There's a lot of speculation. I mean, do you want to say anything to the people who are leaving these comments?
If they're watching the show, then that they can say whatever they really want. I appreciate them watching the show.
But do you feel like they hate you or do they hate your character?
Sometimes people can't separate the character from an actual person. Like they can't separate me and Liz as two actual individuals who have lives sometimes.
Just two individuals.
Yes.
One individual.
That has a life and yeah.
There's a lot of things you guys need to be together in real life. Well, it's just, I don't know. No.
Is this the most intense relationship one of your characters has been in, Liz? But I thought like Beck and Jade was pretty intense.
This has now gone on longer. I'm not going to I'll have like a red dot on my head and then someone will just shoot me if I say that it's more intense than Beck and Jade. I'll say it's really similar. I mean, I've been lucky to have two glorious men that I've had these long storied fake relationships with. So it's awesome. And they're both good kissers.
You're going to hit episode 100 in the next season, right?
So we have 86 done and then season 5 will be more. 22 more. So 22. Yeah.
108.
It's insane.
That will be your first show that you've ever been on that hit over 100 episodes, correct?
Wow.
And that's a new milestone.
Not a lot of people get there. It's pretty nuts.
I mean, 22 episodes for 5 seasons is a lot.
You're seeing a lot more 8 episodes, 10
Riverdale
episodes.
Even went down to like 16
or something. I think they still have a speed though.
Wasn't Victorious doing 20 episodes, 18 episodes? Didn't they extend a season one time and like...
We did 60 or 59 total or 56 total.
Victorious.
It felt like the longest, most intense, wild, all-encompassing experience in the world, and it was 30-minute television, and we did under 60, and now I'm at 86 of this hour-long show in year 5, and it's just like, it's so funny. It's funny, but at that age, you know, it's very like, oh. We also did so much press. This show, we don't do press on this show, so it's like, we do this. I do the Zach Sang show.
And that's it.
That's amazing.
It was fun. It was cool.
Well, yeah, you did a lot of press, a lot of promo. Dan is literally leaving, so I guess we'll wrap it up.
Great, yeah, bye. He's so weird. Imagine if I were Halsey, would you ever pull?
I've never seen him walk out of an interview before. I've never seen him just go to the bathroom. He better be going number 2.
On that note,
Dynasty airs on Netflix on the 22nd.
It's on it.
Link is right there.
I'm so famous, Adam didn't know who I was. You know, this shirt had a whole other life underneath it.
Oh, wow.
It's attached. It's not 2 shirts. Isn't that crazy?
What?
Yeah.
That's not 2 shirts?
No.
We're going to hit 100. We just said it. Over 100 episodes. You said not many shows get that far.
You can't call our show anything but a hit at this point.
It's true.
Actually, that's not true. You can call it whatever you want, but you have to also call it a hit.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Dan. Back.
How'd it go?
Dan, are you good?
Yeah, I just had to pee.
Okay.
Sorry, I've been here for 2 hours.
All right, let's go. It's fine. Let's go. Let's wrap it up. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Lee's and Adam, everybody. Watch Dynasty.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
And only Zach. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Hey, beautiful human, you just listened to our conversation with Adam Huber and Liz Gillies. Thank you for giving us time and energy today. I really appreciate you. Please share our podcast with those you care about. Hit subscribe and be safe. Hug your family if you can and don't go to jail. I'll talk to you soon. And please let us know who we should interview next. At Zach Sang Show on any form of social media. Have a great day.